Hello, everyone. I'm Rosemary Levesque, and welcome to Module 3 of Embodied Spirit, your course to answers to the big questions. Who am I? Why am I here? What's my soul's purpose? And how do I manifest everything I want? Last week in Module 2, you learned about emotions that help store memories in every part of your body. And these chemicals that are stored in your body are there. They're there for a long time. And then you investigated events in your life and noticed where they might have lingered in your body. You might feel them. You might discover them upon meditation. And in your meditation into darkness, it led you to possibly let go of any energies that you were ready to release. And you also integrated your meditation with the I Am tool, part 2. In Module 3, you'll begin to work with the concepts of wholeness, worthiness, and acceptance. Continue with your meditation practice, utilizing a different experience for discovering your innate gifts, joy, and acceptance of who you really are. Module 4 we'll get to next week. We'll talk about creation and how to reimagine to create new possibilities. So let's begin. This is Module 3, Transformation, Turn Obstacles into Opportunities. And we're going to start by reflecting on this one concept, wholeness. When is your journey, your life, your job, or your purpose complete? I've heard people say that they're searching for wholeness, a feeling of completion, knowing that in spite of the trauma and stress in their lives, they have come through undamaged and unbroken. Indeed, wholeness is defined as being complete, harmonious, undamaged, or unbroken. The condition of being sound in body, the quality or state of being without restriction, exception, or qualification, not divided or disjoined, not wounded, injured, or impaired, sound or unhurt is wholeness. Then wholeness must feel pretty good, right? Like you've hit the jackpot or discovered the secret of life. Yet, one of the biggest misconceptions I've come across in my years of teaching and working with clients for healing is that people believe they're not whole. I'll say it again. For some reason, people believe they're not whole, and they seek wholeness as something outside themselves, that it's something someone can fix for them. In fact, fill them with wholeness. Absurd. Let's take care of that right now. You're already whole. Get used to it. There's nothing to fix. And not only does your body know this, but so does your soul. Case in point. Kirlian photography images show the energy of an amputated piece of leaf because the energy of the whole is there. This is called the phantom leaf effect. And similar effects can be seen with amputated limbs on humans. In fact, amputees report having this phantom effect that they can feel. If a limb has been amputated, they can feel that it is still there. And maybe they want to scratch it, or maybe it hurts still. So they know that the energy of it is still there. Photon information, what we see as light, is reflected to our eyes. And it has to bypass the belief systems of the brain. So we're getting this light imaging. What we're seeing, what we're believing, is believed in the brain. And so if we want to change anything, we have to change the belief of the brain. I have a quote for you. Continually trying to look on the bright side interferes with our finding the wisdom that lies in the fruitful darkness. Continually striving upward toward the light means we never grow downward into our feet, never become firmly rooted on the earth, never explore the darkness within and around us, a darkness without whose existence the light would have no meaning. Another quote, when you are able to contain both the light and dark together, that is a very enlightening state. It means that you no longer have to choose one experience over another. You do not have to choose love or hate, blame or forgiveness, sadness or joy, anger or open-heartedness. You are no longer polarized. No particular feeling boxes you in and keeps you from the light of true self. You then have access to the full range of human experiences you came into this life to embrace. This is by Marcia Nelson. The moon represents light and dark for us in many ways. The only part that is lit for us is the side that faces us. The side away is in perpetual darkness. Even so, as the moon goes through its phases, waxing and waning, it reveals its wholeness, both dark and light, at the same time. We know that, even though we can't see the entire moon, it still exists. We have a belief in it as a whole planetary body. It's never hiding anything from us, only expressing aspects of itself at different times. What exists in shadow is no less than part of the whole, just as what exists in light is also part of the whole. Who is your authentic self? Is it the one people see? Is it the one you were told you had? The only knowing system is remembering. It's epiphany. Epiphany is defined as a usually sudden manifestation or perception of the essential nature or meaning of something. It's an intuitive grasp of reality through something such as an event, usually simple and striking, an illuminating discovery, realization, or disclosure. When we get past the judgment of the brain to go beyond seeing with our eyes to sense in some other way, we can then perceive our authentic selves, the whole of who we are, in both the light and the dark. The pineal gland, located in the brain, produces melatonin, which helps regulate sleep cycles. It is said that the pineal gland is also associated with the third eye, the center of intuition. Currently, science shows us that the pineal gland is encrusted with fluoride. In adults, teeth and the pineal gland have the same amount of fluoride. In this age of enlightenment, the pineal gland in humans is being reactivated after being dormant for centuries. Our brains can change informational data into an epiphany. We can remember who we are by feeding the authentic self within us. And we can activate the pineal gland using sound, using intention, using vibration, using diet to help to remove the encrusted fluoride around the pineal gland. So directions for Module 3, when you get into the lesson, Step 1, watch the video of Curlian photography and choose for yourself how you feel about that, about the phantom leaf effect and other effects. This has been studied by universities, and would love to have you watch that technology. Step 2, download the wholeness exercises. In this exercise, you'll recall challenges, parts of your life experiences, then offer a statement of gratitude for that challenge. And so many times when we're confronted with experiences that seem to not go our way, we get upset or frustrated. And for Module 2, you know that these emotions are held in the body and manifest into physical form, perhaps even as illness. And they are part of your wholeness. In this exercise, you release those kinds of reactionary responses to go beyond the hardship to the lesson. All lessons were chosen by you before you were born. Life offers opportunities to transform obstacles into spiritual growth, clarity, and new directions in life. And when you offer gratitude, you recognize the experience for what it is, a part of your life's journey and sense of purpose. Meditation tips can be revisited, and you should practice meditation often. Revisit the meditations I offer in each module, and sound can be played in the background while you meditate, or if you prefer, you can meditate silently or be guided with my meditation audio. The third meditation, the one for Module 3, is the gift. And this invites you to connect to joy and your inner child. Key points in this meditation are worthiness, wholeness, and acceptance, part of doing the deeper work of embodied spirit. The audio is included for download, and you can use this as background for your meditation or have only silence if you prefer. You already have from Module 1, Part 1 of the I Am worksheet. Do that and add Part 3, Wholeness. In this exercise, it's important to connect to the emotion of joy and remembering an aspect of yourself that expresses no limitations. Be willing to openly receive your gift and become aware of your worthiness. Of course, there's always deeper work that you can do. Align with gratitude. I apologize for the misspelling on the slide. Align with gratitude. Make a gratitude list daily to find opportunities to express gratitude over resentment and other choices. Listen to nature sounds. Listen to the vibration of 528 hertz. There is an audio included with the meditation of 528 hertz. Explore additional resources provided with this course and schedule an appointment one-on-one. You're about to gain some depth on the answer to the first question, who am I? Download the tools and complete Module 3. If you have any questions, be sure to submit your questions so we can address them in the live Q&A call. You can also connect to the Facebook forum, Embodied Spirit, and share your experiences. In review, you're going to download the blueprint for Modules 1 through 4 if you haven't already done so. Watch the video on Curlian photography. Download the different exercises for the wholeness activity, the gift, meditation, and the I Am worksheet, Part 3. Once again, you'll find that if you do the work and repeat it often, you'll make changes that will last and help you achieve your goal. And I just wanted to also mention in the Wholeness Power Tool, there are many images that I've provided. These images are all ones that I have taken. You have many choices. You can use the ones that I provided, or you can upload your own images and print those out. Okay, so you're doing great. Keep going. Have a great week, and I'll catch you on the live Q&A call. Take care. Bye-bye.